Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at Steinway Hall in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce is playing the Steinway Spirio R Concert Grand with this week's Piano Puzzler. As always, Bruce has taken a familiar tune and he's rewritten it in the style of a great classical composer. We have a caller on the line. We'll see if our caller can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Jane Johnson is on the line from Indianapolis. Jane, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. And Jane, what's your musical background?
Well, I grew up playing music ever since I was little because we had a piano in the home and everybody played. Mm-hmm. Majored in music in college, taught 20 plus years in the music classroom, and then I still teach private piano.
Oh, that's great. And you do some choral conducting as well, right?
I have in the past. I'm not presently, but I love directing choirs and I love accompanying people on the piano.
Gotcha. So
I love to be the one that pulls it out of people.
Yes. So music and connecting with people through music, a big part of your life and always has been, it sounds like.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's you and I connect over this Piano Puzzler. Bruce is about to play for you here. We'll see if you can name the tune and the composer Bruce has in mind here. And if you happen to get stuck, I'm here standing by. You and I could brainstorm on this together if you like, Jane. So are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Interesting. So, Jane, what did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Well, I am not picking out a tune yet, but I'm wondering if the composer is Beethoven.
It is. Yes, it's definitely Beethoven.
Well, there you go. And that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler, is picking up on those signature sounds of great composers.
Usually I get the melody first and then the composer.
Well, when you got Beethoven, did you recognize any particular piece of Beethoven being quoted?
Well, it's very minor, so it's, you know, that reminds me of the Moonlight Sonata.
Well, it is actually from a piano sonata. the catchy title, Opus 10, number 3. Does that ring a bell? And it the Beethoven actually starts like this. I'm speeding it up a little bit. And now the tune comes in that is not Beethoven.
My Funny Valentine?
Yes.
Ah,
you got it.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I got that.
That just popped into your head.
My Funny Valentine, mashed up with Beethoven. And Bruce, you said this was from Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 10, number 3. And you were beginning to show us some particular quotes.
Well, the slow movement of that sonata actually begins, note for note, what I wrote here. I mean, I didn't write it. Beethoven wrote it. I'm speeding it up. And then from here on, I use the texture of the Beethoven. And this whole business with this and this, that is in the Beethoven Sonata, note for note. And also the end with its very sparse. This is the Beethoven, but massaged to have the Richard Rodgers melody. So it
You're
is.
Amazing.
So the
Beethoven. You are amazing, George.
Oh, I thank you. I felt like the Beethoven fit this so beautifully, you know. And it's interesting that there aren't as many minor pop songs as one might think, and so whenever there's a minor popular tune, it just feels so good for a puzzler.
Yeah. And now that we know, Bruce, that it's My Funny Valentine in the style of Beethoven, could we hear this all the way through one more time?
Okay.
Bit of Beethoven, a little bit of Richard Rodgers, My Funny Valentine in the style of Beethoven with a lot of references to Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 10, number 3. This week's Piano Puzzler, completely guessed and sussed out by Jane Johnson, calling us from Indianapolis. Jane, that was great.
Oh, it was my pleasure and my fun, for sure.
And Jane, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you normally hear Piano Puzzlers?
Usually it's on WICR from the University of Indianapolis, not too far from here.
Well, great to have you listening on the air and great to have you calling in and playing this week and joining us. Jane Johnson from Indianapolis, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you, Fred, and thank you so much, Bruce, for the amazing talent both of you have. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be able to share it with you. And Bruce, great to be doing Piano Puzzlers from Steinway Hall in New York City. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Another challenging piano puzzler from Bruce Adolph. If you enjoy this podcast, you can sign up for our email newsletter. It arrives every Tuesday with things you won't find anyplace else, a sneak preview of the piano puzzler that'll be on the air the very next day, plus an archived piano puzzler episode you might have missed. Also, behind-the-scenes videos and stories that you won't hear on our radio show. Sign up for the weekly piano puzzler newsletter on our website, yourclassical.org/performance today. I'm Fred Child. I'll catch you next week.